to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I should mention, in passing, that the ex-wife of the late Jim Moseley, Sandra Moseley, was a handwriting analyst. But Daryl Sims, that's kind of controversial. It's not generally recognized that handwriting analysis can deliver such characteristics of people, is it?
It is. What I tell people is, look, there's no such thing as handwriting analysis being ineffective. It's only the person that was ineffective if they're not very good at it. I have two felony charges given to me by the DA against the case I just prosecuted. In that case, the individual forged the signature of my client as a private investigator, and I did the evaluation and the analysis on that signature and showed it to be his own. He got a felony for that and a felony for cheating around $118,000. So he got two felonies and went off to the federal penitentiary.
Okay, so other than handwriting, are there any other things that someone might indicate to you or present to you that would indicate they're capable of deception?
Sure. When people have these events, there are certain marks, scars. If you've been abducted last night, you come up to me and say, oh, I was abducted last night, physically taken, no question about it. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't any of these things. And most of these people don't know. One of the things that I'll find on these people, if the event was very, very recent, is a fluorescent marking on these people. It's like as if the alien produced a sweat, and it leaves an impression on the skin of the individual, on the abductee or contactee, in which it'll penetrate the skin subdermally, and you can't get it off. You can't. I discovered this in 1992, but you can't get this stuff off anything. I mean, it'll finally, the body will absorb it within a day or two. But that's another marker that we look for. There are a dozen markers that we look for, but we just don't tell people because we don't want them to know.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
They're real. They don't have to know.
Yeah. How often do you have people contact you in a timely manner? Someone that you, let's say, are not familiar with, who is referred to you, or people that you're already working with. Do people generally, are they able to recollect right away that something has happened? What do you counsel these people? This is a question from Steve C. At forum.theparacast.com. You know, do you, when you work with families involved with abduction, what do you tell them? And do you give them any suggestions to help them prevent these events from happening? Or do you have a hands-off kind of approach?
Well, I'm very, very concerned about these people. My work is philanthropic. I don't charge them a dime for anything. No one's paid for their surgeries or any other thing that we've done for them in the UFO realm. I don't charge these people because I went through the same thing myself, and I just have no compunction at all to charge them anything for anything I do. But I don't care whether it's therapeutic or in any other way that I work with them. So, or whether we have doctors and everything, I get them to volunteer. But one of the things that we do with these people is to advise them. I have an all-black family back in Pennsylvania as an example. Again, I talked to the lady over the phone, and she referred to me by a very fine man up in Canada. And I asked the lady, I said, what nationality are you? You don't mind? She said, well, Mr. Sims, I'm black. And I said, yes, ma'am, I understand. I do. I said, but you're probably not pure anything. What are you anything else? And she said, well, we're Cherokee Irish. And again, the same thing. And you hear this so much. I just laughed, and anyway, we went up there and did an investigation in Pennsylvania. The entire family, with the exception, three generations, with the exception of the father, are all abductees, and I've never seen that before, and you rarely ever see it with black people. And I asked her, I said, what is it about black people? I said, I know you folks get abducted just like we do and anyone else out there, and I said, you're no different than anyone else. Why is it that black people often won't report this? And she laughed and said, because we don't like to be labeled like that or thought like that. And I said, do you have a term for it? She said, yeah, it's called riding the witch. It's when something like gets on your chest and pressures your chest and you can't breathe. And anyway, she said, we just use this general term, riding the witch, because we don't know how to deal with that. And she said, until I talked to you, I didn't even know how to deal with this. But I worked with the family, the six-year-old daughter, every one of them. And and gave them advice about how to deal with it, and one of them came to our support group, and they're really wonderful people, and they all proved up to be totally credible and just as honest as the day is long.
Well, that leads me to another question from one of our listeners, a brand new poster named Aussie, who just signed up on February 9th at form.theparacast.com. And he wants to know, Daryl, how widespread do you think the alien abduction phenomenon is around the world? Well, you know, of course, we've heard Bud Hopkins, David Jacobs saying millions of people have been abducted. And he goes on to say, do you think, for example, 1 in 100 people have been abducted, and if they know it or not, or 50 in 100, is this being hidden, covered up? Is it happening significantly more than we are aware? What's your take on that?
My take is that I couldn't answer that perfectly because I don't have access to all information. Since I don't know all and see all, I have to answer from my own experience. It would be my guess that a lot of people are being taken and or have had some type of an event, and I'll highlight this a bit. But I have 1,600 cases worldwide that I'm working on or have worked on. I've worked on thousands of cases or interviewed them, thousands, but some of them with Bud Hopkins and other people. But the point is that when I went to Turkey, I told those people, I said, of you people that are abductees here, I said, 45% of you be Native American, Indian, Irish, Celtic. And they all laughed and said, Mr. Sims, we love your work, but we're Turks. Get it? We're Turks. And I said, doesn't make any difference. And not long after that, one of the professors of the university there came to America, did DNA testing with certain Native American tribes in the north in particular, and tested the DNA against the Turks and found out that the Turks are Native American, Indian, Irish, Turk. And they had a gigantic festival about that. They loved it. And they all, of course, wrote and said, oh, my God, you were right. And I said, it's not about me being right. I said, these are the stats. The stats are not going to change. Wow. But I think that a lot of people are abducted. Many of them don't know because, again, the programming is that you will not remember and so on. And if you have evidence, you'll do everything you can to destroy it or forget it or simply not tell the investigator. And that happens all the time.
Well, here's an interesting case that I had kind of forgotten about, but I'm glad that Rigiwa has brought it up, one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com. And he says, Daryl, what exactly happened with the John Edmonds case in Arizona? Can you give us as much detail as you can? Was it true that Bigelow got involved in this? He says allegedly there were alien tissue samples and fluids that were collected and studied by William C. Levengood, who was not a doctor, by the way. What's happening with that particular case? And why don't you give our first-time listeners just a quick thumbnail sketch of the background, because this is one of the few cases where an altercation, a physical altercation, occurred between a potential abductee and a non-human, and featuring, what, a samurai sword or something, if I remember right?
Sure. We've had several cases where altercations occurred between the abductee. They are, by and large, rare to happen. And John and I have been talking before, and I have used the samurai sword in a number of my events looking for the alien, particularly when we had an abductee from Brazil that lived in our home at the time, and they came in and got her on three occasions. Anyway, in the case of John, John and I, we know each other very well, and he's a very good guy, and we had talked, and I said, they make mistakes, and sometimes you can capitalize on those errors. They just make mistakes, and most people don't pay attention to that, so they don't have a clue. He did have a clue. He put his sword right next to his bed in hopes that one night that they would make a mistake when they were either getting him or his wife, because he was sick of it, and I totally agree with that viewpoint, by the way. And two of them, several of the entities came into the room to what happened. And one of them right next to his bed, and he jumped up because they didn't tell him, you can't move, you're paralyzed, you won't remember, or what. They made a mistake. They didn't do anything. So when you wake up and you see the entity standing there, and you don't like him, and you got a sword standing there, what do you think you might do? Well, he rammed it through him, and a chunk of the DNA landed on the floor, and his two Rottweilers were out at the time. I think it was two.
We got to break it here. And then find out about those creatures. We have Daryl Sims joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission, and my Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I love this story. Okay. Two of those creatures hanging out there. Daryl Sims, tell us more about what happened.
Those creatures were in the room, and of course he just impaled one of them. His two giant Rottweilers were out, and they attacked the other entities. The next thing he notices, he's in bed the next morning. The DNA is still laying on the floor, and his two dogs have been put up like he was. The whole thing is rather curious. The two dogs died within no more than, I think it's 60 days. They died, and the veterinarian said they cannot assimilate protein. And of course, no one knew why. The only possible suggestion that anyone can imagine was when they bit these entities, bit into them, they may have gotten something in them from the entity that caused the two dogs to ultimately starve to death. That's what happened.
If you're an abductee, do not bite the alien.
Okay, and keep your dogs away. You know, we really feel sympathy towards the dogs. It's not their fault.
Well, he lost the dogs. He got the DNA. He mailed it to the DNA to Levin's Good. Levin's Good sent me the DNA to go further with. He had done the best work that he could with it. And in his opinion, it was literally some of the best evidence he had ever seen. And there are other people that were looking at it at the time. And at that point, I got the DNA and started collecting some of these people and doing background checks on them, seeing if we could work with these people and how well they're going to work and so on. And got three people, and all three of them bellied up on.
Okay, this is what you were telling us before about trying to analyze this DNA, and then you run into trouble. Chris, let's move to another question.
Did Bigelow get involved in that case? I think he did, didn't he?
He did. In fact, that's the case I was referring to, where I got a phone call from Bigelow's two henchmen, called themselves ex-FBI. And I said, anyway, long story short, we had some sharp words, and they said I needed to give the evidence to them. And I said, why? And they said, because the best people are going to look at it. And I said, the best people are going to look at it. And I said, what makes you think that I can't get that done? And I said, and how do I know that stuff, when it gets looked at by you guys, how do I know where it went, who has it, or what? Oh, we'll take care of everything. I said, that's fine. I said, but I like the buck stops here.
Chris, let's move on to other questions. There's so many there.
Here's one from Bobo Dean, who is one of our well-armed listeners. Anything that has to do with guns, he's generally there with an opinion. And he wants to know, he said, Daryl, you're a former military guy, former cop, private investigator. Obviously, you're armed. You probably have a license to carry concealed. Kind of paraphrasing here. If you saw an alien and you were in a position to pull out your weapon and fire on it, would you fire on it?
I was in a position. I was abducted when I was 14 years old out in the desert, broad daylight, hunting rabbits in Alamogordo, New Mexico, between Holloman and Alamogordo. And I know that the abduction took place, and one of the ways that you can notice this, even when they put you back in the same exact position you were, and it induces amnesia is what it does. The problem is I have this propensity to open my eyes at the wrong time. I've even done this in surgery, even on a general anesthetic. And I open my eyes and I realize I'm still holding my .22 rifle with 17 rounds in it, and I notice the entity is walking away from me, and I wasn't supposed to open my eyes or wake up or whatever. And at that moment, I said, what in the world? And as I thought that in my head, he turned around. He heard every word I said. And it's the first time in my life I ever saw an entity scared, ever. And he was scared because I could hear his thinking as well. He thought I was going to shoot. I never did. But I did chase after him after I got my sense about me. And he'd gone way out in the bush and everything, and the bushes and so on there in the desert, and I found where his footsteps stopped. So if I was hallucinating all of it, somebody left some pretty interesting footmarks from my body all the way out to where he disappeared. And I have never shot any of them, don't have any interest in that. What I would like to do is catch one of them, and I've come close three different times.
Very briefly, before we get to other questions, you came close. Give us an example.
My senior investigator, the engineer type I was telling you about, says, I get abducted every year when I go on vacation, Daryl. Why don't you just bring some investigators with you up to the Snowmass Wilderness and see if we can see them there? And I said, fantastic idea. So we went on two different occasions. And on one occasion, on the very last night, the seventh night we were there, everyone, I can't tell you the whole protocols, but there's a whole system we use. The last night, everyone there heard or knew about the entities being there in the area. We had a trained observer all night long that was sitting up every night, who was a pilot from, a captain actually from a major airline. He volunteered to stay up every night. And of course, I knew the alien wouldn't walk in front of him, because I wanted him to walk behind us back where our tents were. And one of the entities actually came out and actually scratched on the side of my tent. And I could see the shadow of his body from the lantern we had some distance away, and he had a head that was one-third the size of his body, little tiny guy. And I just could not believe how I've never seen an entity like that before. I've just never seen it. And I had a large Cutco knife on the other side inside the tent, and I was going to stick it through the tent and impale him and at least have the body. And I got to thinking, wait a minute, the guy's going to try to get it in anyways, so I'll just let him get in because they'll nuke the tent. That means he'll be able to walk through it, so to speak. But as I saw him through the tent, I wanted to see, for all these years, could I still communicate with that entity, even though I'm not technically an abductee anymore? And I was able to do that, and I was stunned that that entity, in my opinion, had no thought process in his head until it was given.
Sounds like a robotic creature.
Yeah, like a biobot.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, that brings up, you know, you mentioned that you were not an abductee anymore. Based on my research and the amount of work that I've done educating myself in this particular realm, which isn't as much, obviously, as you and others, but one thing that I notice is once you hit about 30, 35, then they seem to lose interest in you. Do you find this in your cases? What percentage of cases report, you know, these types of interactions after, let's say, the age of 30, 35?
Probably well over half of my cases are 30 years and above, and I've had people up to 89 years old still being abducted. That's
really
rare, but I've had them that old. The AGs that are the one just retired is probably close to 55, maybe 60 now, and he just got five objects. We don't know what they are. He calls them, I don't know what they are yet. They're fascinating. Five objects in the back of his leg and five in his sister's leg on the same day. And he's an abductee, and in my opinion, still is, of course. But I've got people on my website, on my interactive website with the for abductees and contactees. They're just for them, a support group. And many of them are 30 years and above.
Huh. See, I was always under the impression that it generally petered out about that time. This is news to me. I love it when I learn new stuff. Here's a question. Here's a whole bunch of questions from Trained Observer, who's one of our longtime posters. He's rapidly approaching the 5,000 message club, which I think he'd be the only member of.
I'll tell you what, let's start with Trained Observer's question
in
our next segment. With Gene and Chris, we have Daryl Sims here. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, Trained Observer, one of our really loyal posters, asks some very detailed questions of Daryl Sims. We can't get to all of them, Chris, but maybe ask a cross-section.
Well, he's interested in your role in the new television program Uncovering Aliens. Now, I realize that this is a production in progress, and you're kind of handcuffed somewhat with what you can talk about, most importantly, the upcoming shows. But give us a sense of how you are responding to how you're being portrayed and your fellow investigators are being portrayed, Maureen, Mike Barra, and the English guy who I'm not familiar with. How do you think that's actually turning out based on your expectations?
Well, I'm pretty impressed with the show overall, and it is TV. Everybody should please understand, it's TV. And if I were doing an investigation, is that the exact way I would do it? Of course not. I mean, it would take, you'd have to have an hour show every night, just one case alone, and you'd have to go through it pretty quickly.
Right.
But the fact is that it's TV, and it's fun. The wonderful thing about it, it does give us a chance to show people evidence, like in one of the cases there. We investigated a case of aluminum-type material that was ejected from a UFO. It landed on the ground, and it had high levels of strontium in it. Other testing that was done with it shows that the object, in fact, isn't from here. Whoever made it somewhere else, and it doesn't appear to be on the planet. You don't normally go down to the store and pick up some strontium and a few other things and put it in an aluminum package, so to speak, and then throw it on somebody's yard and say, hey, hope they think it's alien.
Well, did you take radiation readings of this? Because one of his questions is, you weren't shown taking readings on that object that was presented to Mike Barra for analysis, and now you're saying there was strontium in it.
That is correct. The fact is, we wanted it to go to the lab right off, because the lab, you got to understand, what I do is tech, not science. It's tech. I use tech equipment to help me ascertain what needs to be looked at in the scientific realm. So the very first thing I wanted to do, because I was impressed with what we did find and the story of the individual, and it was consistent with a lot of things. It passed some of my smell tests, so to speak. And what I wanted to do is get this to the lab right off the bat. Mike felt the same way. So did Maureen and Steve. They took it to the lab, and Nick Ryder did the testing on it, was one of the people. It's being tested now in other labs. And I even have a sample of it and some other materials that appear to be extraterrestrial from a craft.
Hold on. You say it appears to be extraterrestrial from a craft. How do you determine that?
Well, if the story is true, it fell from the craft, so at least came from a craft. It may not be part of the craft. And in my opinion, just as a guesstimate, and I'm strictly guessing because I don't know, I would suspect that that we're being spoon-fed.
Okay, but you're not really answering the question here. It came from a craft. How do you know it came from a craft, and how do you know it's extraterrestrial?
Well, two people saw the object fall from the craft, the one they shot at with a shotgun, by the way. And the object fell on the ground on their driveway, and all the tests that were done on the object is consistent with their story, it appears to be. And of course, nobody could ultimately prove much of anything because we weren't there and we don't know.
Okay, but if you have some kind of artifact that clearly is not of this earth, it doesn't matter at that point so much what the original claim is. It enhances that claim, of course, because you're stuck with something that's the actual smoking gun that we're being visited. So I would like to know more.
Like I said, we're actually going further with more testing, and there's a second object in another earlier case, the Bob White case, and we're finding that the objects are so close together in the testing that it's amazing. And we want to do some further testing, and I'm friends with both of these people. They both have sent me samples just in case theirs should ever disappear, so that we'll have samples here as well. And again, we're just pretty impressed with the tests that have gone on. And Nick Ryder has did a very very effective set of tests on it. And these will be made public in the very near future, I believe.
Is Bob White still alive? I thought he was passed.
Yeah.
No, he has passed away. Larry has taken over the business now and is handling all of his evidence.
Listeners, by the way, if you want to find out about Bob White, we have a show where two of the guests are no longer with us, Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr. and Bob White, August 1st, 2006. Chris, let's move on with questions. And
well,
Daryl,
just
one thing before we go on. Daryl, need you to keep the answers short because we've got 1.5 segments left. Go ahead, please.
Now, Mike Barra, this is another question from Trained Observer, by the way, and he says that Mike Barra is being billed as an aeronautical engineer and a major skeptic on the show. And he says, in his opinion, given that Barra is neither, what effect do you think this has on the credibility of the show?
His job is to be skeptical on the show and to give a critical eye on everything that is done. And I think generally he does a pretty good job on that because he, in other words, we're not there to rubber stamp everything. Oh, my gosh, it's alien and it must be from another planet or it's got to be this or it's got to be that. So we'll often hand off the evidence to him and to Maureen and have them go to the labs and do the testing and this sort of thing. My job is to collect evidence. It's not to pass judgment on what it is or it isn't because I ultimately don't know. My ultimate answer is going to be, what did the labs find? And that's going to be pretty much the answer.
Now, whose idea was to dress you up as Wyatt Earp?
I actually dress this way quite a bit myself, especially if I'm bounty hunting. And particularly, like, I've got a guy I'm going to go after. It's at the, going to be at the Houston Livestock Rodeo. And there's no better way to dress than to be just exactly like him when I get there. Because I've got a confidential informant that tells me he's going to be there.
Well, that long leather overcoat, heck, you could hide some serious artillery in that thing if you wanted to.
I have at times, when necessary. And by the way, I am licensed to carry a handgun.
I would hope so, given your occupation.
I think Rick Perry's office is on the phone now asking about you. Chris, what's the next question?
Well, we have covered a lot of ground. Daryl, you've been great. This is so much fun to get you on the show and to talk to you because you're one of the few people out there that actually really, I think, is trying to do this as scientifically and as expeditiously as possible as a non-scientist. And you really are out there helping people. One of the questions I would have is, why do certain investigators and researchers attract a particular kind of case after it appears that they have come up with enough data to create an opinion in their mind? In other words, David Jacobs It has the hybrid cases. Bud Hopkins attracted a specific type. Leo Sprinkle attracts the benevolent space brother abductees. And the list goes on and on. You seem to have much more of a broader spectrum of cases that are attracted to you. Do you see people being attracted to a particular type of abduction researcher? Do you see that parallel?
I do. And I had this discussion with Leo Sprinkle, who I think a lot about. He's a nice guy. And I had this discussion in particular with Dr. John Mack when I was in Istanbul, Turkey. And John asked me this question. He says, how is it that I end up with contactees and you end up with abductees? And I said, well, actually, John, I end up with both. I said, the reason you end up with contactees most of the time, and I said, and we are having an intellectual discussion, and when we use the term argument, we mean not fighting, we're just discussing. He said, that's correct. I said, in my opinion, you don't know the difference between recall and memory, and you're hypnotizing the person's screen memory, the screen memory the alien gave them, and that causes them to go into a screen dream, which means there's an never-ending story that will go on forever. It never even happened, and that's just my opinion, sir.
All right. Now, of course, I'd ask you logically then, how do we know that all of these abduction experiences aren't themselves screen memories to hide what really happened? And you can answer that question on the other side. We have one more segment coming up. And maybe another question or two from the audience. We have Daryl Sims. He, of course, is known as the alien hunter. We're trying to hunt down them aliens and see what's really going on. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Daryl Sims, the alien hunter, on the Paracast. I'm going to ask you this question again for our listeners just tuning in. How do you know that all of these abduction experiences, or most of them, aren't themselves screen memories of something else?
Well, one of the problems with hallucination is it doesn't happen to everybody the same way. That just doesn't happen.
Well, screen memories means a deliberate attempt to create a memory that's false.
Well, now a screen can also be a person can have a screen memory from an event. In other words, I had one case where the lady told me there was these beings around her, and that they were aliens. I said, how do you know that? And I listened to her story, and she was not an abductee, but she had a real event. And finally, I used some of my memory recovery techniques, and finally at that point, she freaked out, cried, and screamed and everything, and finally admitted it was her brother that was over her and that had molested her, and it was not an alien whatsoever.
So in that case, it was a screen memory. It was a memory that was placed there by the subconscious to hide something that was traumatic.
To protect her, absolutely.
All right, but then we go back to the same story again. How do we know that something else didn't happen and that a lot of these memories of so-called alien abductions were themselves fake? Either our subconscious makes them happen, or whatever force is causing these things to happen is creating these memories.
I have a document I'll be glad to send anybody to answer that question. It's quite long. But basically, I'll give you an example. A lady came to me. She was a surgical nurse, retired. Bud Hopkins and I were going to dinner, and she said, please work with me. And I said, sweetie, and long story short, she filled out my paperwork, 20-some pages long. I came back 10 o'clock at night, had to leave the next morning, and I said, okay, I'll work with you. And verified she was a nurse and so on. And she said, should I divorce my husband? And it's a long story, but basically she said I remember this two dark shadows in the room, and I went to a hypnotist and he couldn't get past that. I said, it's called a block. I said, sometimes we found as many as three of these in a person's memory. You either saw something or heard something you weren't supposed to hear or see or report. Anyway, so I went through the event, and I did something rather interesting. I took her event and I went through it backwards. And to do when you do that, you can't lie backwards, so to speak. That's the best answer I can give you right now. You can't lie backwards. Cops use that technique all the time in questioning, if they're any good at investigations, interrogations, interviewing, as they call it now. And basically, what I found is that they had a large bendable needle inside her navel, and very similar to the Betty Barney Hill case, actually before that, a couple of years before. And she got pregnant. And I said, of course, she doesn't know anything about UFOs. And I'm like, wait a minute. So they came and got the baby. She says, why are you saying that? Long story short, she had a son, and it was not due to her husband. They did not have sex during this time for some pretty obvious reasons.
He did not have sex with that woman.
And I said, are you telling me that you had a son? She said, I did. And said, and anyway, I said, is there any way that I could get a DNA test from him? She said, we could probably arrange that. And since then, I found out that he's agreed to this. The point is that if we can do a DNA test on her, I don't think we're going to find that she has an alien baby. I don't think that's true at all. I think in these cases, you're going to find that the father is not the daddy, but that's not going to interest anybody because they're going to say, well, she's just sleeping around. The second thing is we're going to find that the mommy is not the mommy. Wow. That's going to be the kicker.
That would be interesting.
It would.
Boy, that would be a slam dunk right there. That would be irrefutable.
Only one case in DNA that shows that. And on the DNA test, it actually asks if you want to test for that kind of a test because it is possible. I wonder if that case was, in fact, UFO related.
Chris, are we out of questions?
Well, this is from Joey22, who's one of our longtime members at forum.theparacast.com. He doesn't post much, but here's the question. And it's a good one. As someone who has devoted a good portion of your life to this subject, what keeps you going? I mean, what is the best evidence in your mind that proves abductions are actually taking place?
Well, the best evidence is the fact that my own case, because I was there, and I am now trained to know the difference between memory and recall, hallucinations, and so on. I worked in a hypnotherapy clinic for 4 years, worked with every kind of case you can imagine. I'm a hypnotic anesthesia therapist. I take people to surgery and work with them in that context. So my own case is a primary example. But after having 1,600 others like unto that, goodness sakes, you all can't be imagining the same thing all over the world.
A good point. That's the answer I give. It's my own personal experiences. It's kind of hard to argue with them. You can question them, but you can't go into denial and stick your head in the sand and pretend that they didn't, you know, the events didn't happen. And so that's always my stock answer when people ask me. It's because I've seen too much and I've experienced too much to be in denial. Well, there's a bunch of questions here about firearms and the justification for maybe discharging a firearm and the moral questions that brings into play. But here's one: how about the Linda Courtyle case and the infamous Brooklyn Bridge abduction? Now you were fairly good friends with Bud, and we know that he signed off on that case and stuck to it over the years, but. Have you met any of the other witnesses, like Dan and Richard? Have you interviewed them, or have you gotten involved in this case in any way, shape, or form?
I generally don't get involved in other people's cases because it's kind of not my business, and I hate butting in on other people's business. I really do.
And you hate it when other people do that to your case.
Like Bigelow and people like that show up on my turf. Yeah, I do take personal offense to it. I do. It'll get you kicked out of my business, and you won't be doing business with me. I mean, that's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
I did meet with Linda Cortile, had the privilege of meeting her, and we talked for a while. I was pretty impressed with the lady, and I think she's 100%.
Well, another question is, what can be done if one of our listeners out there or several of our listeners out there are actually undergoing these types of experiences in their life, other than contacting you and getting advice from you personally? What's a general rule of thumb that you could give people to protect themselves from these experiences or somehow dissuade these entities from continuing? Is there anything that can be done?
Yes, there are a series of things that you can do, and more than we have time to go in here. Again, I'll be glad to send those to anyone free. That's free of charge. I don't charge anything for this stuff. It's a philanthropic effort. I just believe that they ought to be helped if we can, and I'm glad to do it. I'll send that to them personally. One of the things you can do, as one of my abductees did, she had me actually program her to defend herself and her children. They were threatening to get her kids if she told us any more information. And long story short, she assaulted her captor on two different occasions and tore his eye cover off. Unfortunately, we didn't get the eye cover. But we do have pretty good evidence that what she saw was consistent with other things we have evidence of as far back as Brazil in the Virginia event.
You know, we could basically continue with another 1,000 questions here, and we'll not get to the bottom of it. We'll probably have you back on again in the real near future about this.
Yeah, definitely.
Daryl Sims, would you tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff you do and maybe get a hold of you if they have questions or maybe an experience to report?
Sure, be glad to. My website is alienhunter.org. And, of course, I'm on Facebook, Alien Hunter, Daryl Sims, the Alien Hunter. Have a lot of fun there for those of you who want to follow the TV programs and all of that. But alienhunter.org is the place to go. You can click on Alien Hunter, and it'll automatically email me, and I'll be glad to answer your questions as best I can. I will send you information and help. For those of you who are abductees and contactees who want help, I'll help you personally, and I answer every email that I get. If I don't answer, keep emailing because I missed it for whatever reason. But I'm glad to help you in any way I can.
Chris O'Brien can be found at OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. There you'll learn about his ongoing research and the book that's now at the printer, Stalking the Herd. You can find us on Facebook. We have two official Paracast fan clubs. We also are on Twitter, where we're known as The Paracast. We're The Paracast on Twitter. Or check out our main web portal, theparacast.com, theparacast.com for every single episode from February of 2006, available for free download. Daryl Sims, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.